We're talking about the stupidest reason that you had to change your outfit. And I got Savannah here.
So growing up, I basically think that there was kind of like a pamphlet given out for like our church youth group. And so it kind of like the monthly event. And I was younger, so I didn't really understand, I don't know, I guess calendar dates or something. So I looked at it, and I guess I didn't get like the new one. And I saw like, oh, there's a Halloween party. And I was like, oh, okay, so we have to dress up. And I had missed the week before. So it just didn't click that I had just like completely missed this one. Right. And so I figured like, oh yeah, no, there's a Halloween costume like party going on at youth group tonight. My mom was like, I don't know, Savannah, like, I don't think so. But I like insisted. I was like, no, Halloween is my favorite. I'm going to dress up. And so I did. And so I remember I got all dressed up. I put my costume on. I go to youth group and I go down, and I was even late to this youth group. So everyone was all sitting around in a circle. And I like bust in super excited because I'm like, oh yeah, it's costume time. And no one else is wearing anything. The youth group leader looks at me and is like, oh, hi, like, welcome, Savannah. Like, I think you have the date wrong. And she tells me, she's like, do you want to go to the bathroom and, like, take that off? Join us whenever you're done. Like, yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh. Like, you hear those situations in like sitcoms.
Yeah, and for instance, social anxiety, that's just even worse.
Oh no.
I just horribly, horribly shy kid, and I show up and then all eyes are on me. And I look ridiculous.